reasons you should be reading more books. We'll be right back.
Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So then I'm sure that you probably noticed we've been doing a lot more book reviews, so to speak. We've been covering these books that basically that you've asked us to do. And you know what? We love you. And so we have no problem doing that. Actually, not too long ago, I was reading to my little buddy right here, and I actually kind of put her to sleep. Now she's waking up. Just kidding. But anyways, what I'm getting at though is it's super important that you read, all right? And so you probably, you know, noticed that I mentioned reading is super important. And you know, we're gonna kind of dive into that a little bit. And so if you listen to podcasts or that focus on business or, you know, self-development, you'll often hear things like, you know, successful people read between, I don't know, what is it, like 30 to 60 books or something like that a year, which is kind of a lot of books, right? On the flip side, there are also those who don't think that there's any value whatsoever to reading. Instead, they insist on jumping right into things like getting your hands dirty with, you know, actually doing things, right? And in my experience, so to speak, which has been all over the place, I have a ton of experience in a gazillion different things. But I think there's a balance to the both. You do and you read. You read and you do. Now, this video series right here is going to be about the top reasons why you should be reading what? More books. Yes, you should be reading a lot more books. So with that, let's go ahead and just kind of jump right in. One of the best reasons why to read more books is because the knowledge that they have. One way to think of it is, it's kind of like when you read a book that was written by an expert with 40 plus years in a specific field, but essentially you get to learn from their experiences. Oftentimes, you know, this means that you're going to get the nitty-gritty, kind of filtered golden nuggets, so to speak, that have been purified through the experience and trials of their lifetimes and things like that. This can give you an edge in your career, your business, your relationships, or just about any activity or anything that you're wanting to learn about or improve or master in life. For example, you might decide that you want to open a retail store, right? You want to find a little bit of success and then maybe pick up a book like, I don't know, let's see, like Made in America, and learn someone who's obsessed with retail. Somebody like Sam Walton, the guy that built Walmart, right? How valuable would that be to your business? Or could you read Shoe Dog by Phil Knight? He's the creator of Nike. Reading their books might be the closest thing that you're gonna get to actually having a mentor for yourself. Next, reading can improve your imagination and kind of open your mind, like The Matrix says, right? To new thoughts and ideas. And I think even Oprah Winfrey, she says something along the lines of, books allowed me to see a world beyond the front porch of my grandmother's shotgun house. I don't know exactly what that means, but her quote, I think, goes on further to say something along the lines of, and the power to see the possibilities beyond what was allowed at the time. So, you know, reading fiction can kind of take you to these other worlds as well that have you see things that you may not have seen before. Mental stimulation can be another great reason to read. You know, studies have kind of shown that, you know, staying mentally stimulated can kind of slow the progression or even the possibility of Alzheimer's and dementia and all those types of horrible diseases you want to be a part of. You know, other activities that, learning, for instance, languages and other musical instruments have also been reported to help kind of with this stuff as well. Even Bill Gates, you know, that guy, whether you love him or hate him with all the vaccines and all the stuff that the guy's involved with, whether he's a doctor or not a doctor, all that stuff. Let's forget that stuff and let's just stick to this one quote that he has. He says something along the lines of, reading is still the main way that I both learn new things and test my understanding, if I recall. Are you gonna be reading a little bit more? What's your reading goal? You know, I would prefer that you tell me what it is you're going to be reading, what it is you want to learn more about, what videos you want us to do more about as far as these book reviews and things like that that we've been doing, other topics in general that you want us to cover. So God bless you. Love you. Stay sane in this crazy ass world because it is freaking nutty. But I tell you what, it's going to be a lot better on 11-4 after voting day. I guarantee it. I bet you Satoshi. God bless. Love you.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.